Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Blair.
Hey, guys. This is Lily. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料。而且你花钱也很难买到，坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，会用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运！贝贝，我有一个在美国留学的朋友啊，最近他在考驾照，
这一听就感觉不简单啊，有故事是不是？
确实是闹了笑话。She was too nervous when she took the driving test. 地标线啊，明明是向左转嘛，但他太紧张了，他就问考官 ，Turn left。然后考官就说 right, 然后你猜怎么着
She turned right.
Yeah, so no doubt she failed the test.
Oh, poor girl, but it was not her fault. 因为 right 这个词确实是有歧义啊，既可以表示向右边呢，也可以表示哎，你说的对。
确实啊。那除了 right, you're right 这些，还有哪些英文表达是可以表示你说的对呢？
Well, there are actually a lot of alternatives for that. 那为了避免误会，
也为了帮我朋友下次重考能顺利拿到驾照。
Yes. 那我们今天呢，就来跟大家介绍一下你说的对，哎，有哪一些替代方法呢？
Let's go.那今天的内容啊，都为大家整理好了文字版笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So one of the sentences that we commonly use is "There you go."
There you go. 这是一句非常常用的口头禅啊。It has the meaning that you go to the right answer or you finally got the right answer. 比如说，哎，你说的没错。
对啊，这个 "There you go" 的意思其实还蛮多的。比如说给别人递东西的时候，就可以说 "There you go," 给你啊。或者教别人这个东西怎么操作的，教完了之后 "There we go, so easy," 就表示、看很简单吧。
Yeah, there you go. 啊，说的对。Hey, Lily, have you ever been to 三亚？
Yes, the blue sea sparkle like a real jewel there. It's one of the most marvelous cities.
There you go, and I will definitely travel there again.
看来贝贝老师也和我一样很喜欢三亚。
You can say that again. 说的一点都没错啊。
So you can say that again means you completely agree with me.
Yes, but many people would just.Mistake the meaning. 很多人在听到 you can say that again, 他的第一反应都是哎，再说一遍。但其实啊，他表达的意思是你说的对，我完全同意。
Exactly. Well, Blair, let's get some after lunch. 待会儿吃完午饭，我们去晒会儿太阳吧。The weather is getting warmer and warmer these days.
You can say that again. Spring is coming.
So the summer isn't far either. 春天来了，夏天就不远了。
对。So is summer your favorite season?
I will say I love summer. 我最喜欢的就是夏天了。
Me too. 哎，刚刚还说到了一个 I'll say. 其实呢，也是一种表示赞同，你说的对这个意思。
而且表示赞同的语气很强烈啊。The hot pot we had yesterday was delicious.
I'll say. And the lemonade was good.
I will say. I'm gonna order the lemonade again. It's time to treat ourselves to a cup of drink after a day's work.
Yeah. Now you're talking. 正和我一样，工作了一天，我们确实应该搞点喝的犒劳一下自己啊。
Right. So now you're talking is used to show what someone has just said is a good idea.
对。所以听到 now you're talking, 哎，这句话的时候，大家千万不要理解为是你正在说话啊。So it will make people laugh off their head, 会让别人笑话的。
没错。Then let's see some examples that we may use it. If we go shopping together and I choose a nice dress which is perfectly suitable for you, then you will say, now you're talking.
Now you're talking. 哎，或者我们今天讨论吃什么，然后问你吃辣椒炒肉怎么样啊？你肯定就会说 now you're talking.
确实啊，我出去吃饭必点的辣椒炒肉。And how about going to the cinema and having barbecue this weekend?
Now you're talking. 吃烤肉看电影啊，正合我意。And there is another expression we can use to emphasize that you already know and agree with something that someone has just said.
You are telling me.
Yes, 就是这句。You are telling me. 那这句话呢，可以用在已经知道别人讲的这件事情，而且对这件事情呢表示同意的时候，意思就是说的对。这还用说？
对，比如说今天大家工作都很忙嘛，这时候我跟贝贝说一句 ，All of us are really hardworking today. 那 后贝贝老师就会说 You're telling me
就是很显而易见嘛对吧 And did you watch the show Why Women Kill? I just recommended to you like last time
Of course I finished watching it in 2 days 可以说是我上年的年度封神美剧了
You're telling me 这个剧情可以说是封神啊对不对我当时追这部剧也是一下子好像是两天吧就看完了
OK Then let's get to the next one、mm-hmm. Good point
Yeah, good point Equals your point is good It used to tell someone that they had a good comment, thought, or suggestion 就说哎，你的观点哎，很有道理这个意思
Exactly And here is an example sentenceGood point. I should have followed your advice. 有道理啊，我真应该听你的建议的。
不听老人言呢，吃亏在眼前啊。And another example, you make a good point about the teaching issues. 关于这个教学的问题呢，你讲的很有道理。
那 make a good point 就会更加正式一点啊，也是表示你说的对啊，有道理这个意思。Being a teacher, we should keep learning.
Yeah, good point. 很有道理啊。不过呢，不只是当老师要一直学习，每个人都应该一直学习。One is never too old to learn.Okay, then the last one. Tell me about it.
Tell me about it. It used for saying that you already know something unpleasant that someone has just described because you have experienced it yourself. 就是说的对啊，我深有同感的意思。
尤其是对一些不开心、不愉快的事情感同身受啊。比如啊，我们之前那台电脑不是老卡吗？ Something is wrong with the computer.
Tell me about it. 确实啊，卡得烦死了。And working overtime is really frustrating.
Tell me about it. 加班还是挺辛苦的。Okay, today we shared 7 expressions to show one's agreement. Let's take a look. The first one, there you go.
There you go 是一句很常用的口头禅啊。这句话就有你说的对的意思。And you can say that again. 完全同意。I'll say, 非常赞同。
And next one, now you're talking. 正合我意。诶，吃火锅怎么样？ Now you're talking.
And you're telling me.就是表示本来已经知道这件事情了、啊、并且非常同意啊就是这还用说的意思
对还有你说的对说的很有道理 Good point And the last one Tell me about it 就是用在对不开心的事情呢表示感同身受的时候
And that's all 那既然学习了这么多啊你说的对以后就不要只会说 right 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 了
You can say that again 那你还知道哪些表达呢欢迎在评论区跟我们分享一下哦最后再提醒大家一下，今天的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you so much for listening. This is Lily.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。